News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, time now is what time is it? It's 4:36 p.m. Wow, the afternoon drive has already begun. Okay, so listen, just be careful out there on the roads. Glad we don't have yesterday's weather, but it is cooler. That's kind of a weird coolness that's swept in upon us here in the very end of March. But listen, as you're driving home, you might want to think, okay, I need a bite to eat. Where can I go? Oh, wait. What's that place Phil Williams always talks about? Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, both conveniently located. One out in Madison on Hughes Road out by City Hall. The other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville near Whole Foods. Listen, both these locations have an amazing menu where you can get all of the best coffees. If you want a steaming cup of black coffee, a light roast, medium roast, dark roast, freshly ground, they can do that. That's what I like. But I also, every once in a while, I get fancy. I like to call it fancy coffee. And I get one of those cappuccinos or an espresso or a latte, macchiatos. They've got all of them, and they are good at what they do. Their baristas will square you away. But their menu, I love the menu, too. I love getting a womlet. That's right, an omelet cooked in a waffle iron with all kinds of stuff in it, or the stuffed tater, or for that matter, a wrap or a sandwich or salads. Listen, they've got a full-on menu, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can also have breakfast for dinner. It doesn't matter. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, so I'm going into number three on the Triple Dipper. This is unusual. I'm making it into all three dips of the Triple Dipper today. So that's good. That means I'm working through the material. But nonetheless, if you want to call in, I'll still take it. 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Number three on the Triple Dipper, culture wars. Culture wars. Breaking news. So all three of my Triple Dippers have Biden breaking news attached to them. That's That might not be good. In fact, it's not good. President Biden's administration today, according to Fox News, has released a series of documents encouraging gender reassignment surgery and hormone treatments for minors. What we're talking about here is the Department of Health and Human Services, apparently their Office of Population Affairs. Why do we have an Office of Population Affairs? That sounds like a Chinese government type thing, doesn't it? But they released a document Thursday, that's today, titled Gender Affirming Care in Young People. Let me make sure I'm clear. Gender affirming care is not saying you're taking care of men and women. You're taking care of boys and girls. What it's saying is they are affirming that if your gender, if you identify differently than what your biological sex is, they are affirming you and they will do all that they can to support you in the transition, even if you're a minor who's not allowed to make other legal decisions. They'll support you in getting that gender-affirming care. All right, so the same day, the Substance and Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, also a subset of the HHS, released a parallel document titled Gender-Affirming Care is Trauma-Informed Care. You see what's happening here? In the wake of Disney getting jack-slapped by the Florida government, in the wake of the Utah State Legislature overriding their governor's veto of transgender sports bills, in the wake of any number of other bills, and oh, by the way, just so you know, your own state legislature is having a real problem passing a bill called the VCAP bill. Your state house right now is acting like a bunch of liberals. They cannot seem to bring that bill to the forefront. I'm sorry. It's amazing. The VCAP bill, literally what it basically means is, it's a bill that would prevent exactly what the president's administration just said they do support. These are the culture wars that we're in, folks. You've got people like Ron DeSantis standing up and saying, no, we're not going to overly sexualize our children and talk to them about gender-affirming things in K-5. We're not doing it. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is saying, hey, we believe that we should affirm a child's right to have a surgery to change themselves permanently, and they'll never be back the same, even if when they reach the age of majority, they look back and recognize that a parent steered them into it. Or how about this? Your own Republican majority, supermajority actually, in Montgomery, can't seem to pass a bill that deals with the issue. They're scared of it. Why are they scared of it? Well, look who's in the state now. Google's here. Apple is here. We've got any number of, other things that don't seem to be very conservative that make it through our legislature. Well, there was a story out on National Review. Actually, it was one of the stories, as much as it was a rant. And man, it caught my attention. National Review dated 2 days ago. The title of it is, No, We Won't Indulge Your Insanity. Okay, National Review. I love going to their site. They've got great opinion pieces. They got great research. And in this particular case, they just came out hard, man. They're just sick of all this. And I'm calling this the culture wars. Boy, they took a head-on look at the same thing I'm talking about right now. They start off by saying the world may have gone crazy, but at National Review, our answer remains steadfastly no. No, we don't believe the nonsense we're being sold. No, we won't believe the nonsense we're being sold. No, we don't believe anyone else believes the nonsense we're being sold. This is where I like to pause and point out that my extremely astute and very observant wife, Charlene, constantly says, there's more of us than there are of them. And it's true. In fact, if I can find it, she mentioned to me there was a poll out that Jesse Waters talked about the other day that literally shows there's a lot more of us than there are of them. How they're getting this much, you know, lead time, I don't know. But the bottom line is, they say in National Review's piece right here, the one that's titled, We Won't Indulge Your Insanity, they say, we see the emperor and we see that he's naked as all hell and we have no intention of pretending otherwise. And they go on to talk about, I've used the analogy of the Mad Hatter's Tea Party before. They go on to talk about the fact that in Alice in Wonderland, there's a scene, and I'd forgotten about this because I really personally can't stand Alice in Wonderland. It always creeped me out as a kid. But there's a scene where Alice is told by the White Queen that Alice says, one can't believe impossible things. And the White Queen responds that the trick, though, is to practice. She said, when I was your age, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast. In other words, she says it to herself over and over and over again until it becomes her reality. Well, there's any number of things we're looking at. The murder of unborn children. The fact that money can be printed ad nauseum. That the meaningful history of the United States is to be found in slavery alone. That our foundational laws are living and should be interpreted at will. And that biological sex is not what you think it is. That consumers staring at inflation are being told that it's not really happening, at least not that much, and that really, if you get down to it, it was just started 2 weeks ago because of Russia. Spectators at sporting events are being informed that the men they see before their eyes are not men, they're women, even though they are obviously men who were destroying women's sports. Reality has been rendered optional. Well, that's the culture wars. Reality has been rendered optional. You have the suspension of disbelief. It's as if cartoon world has become reality. We can now believe anything we want to believe, regardless of whether we should believe, because we are told it's okay to believe. I'm just telling you, folks, it's awful. Postmillennial dated two days ago, Ron DeSantis did sign the anti-grooming bill. Now, this was the one that was titled by the liberals, the Don't Say Gay Bill. They came out against this all over the place. They got the Oscars in protest, and of course Disney protested it big time. Disney thought they'd get away with it because they're a heavyweight employer in the state of Florida. Ron DeSantis looked them right in the eye and said, know your role. Know your role, Disney. Well, the Don't Say Gay legislation doesn't even say anything about Don't Say Gay. What it says is, K-5 is the inappropriate place to teach gender studies and to teach things about sexualization, that we should keep those out of the schools. I got more on this. The culture wars are what I'm talking about right now, but I see on line 5, I got a call. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Mighty fine, and I hope you are as well.
I am, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm sitting there from a conceptual standpoint thinking about the ad nauseum printing of money with nothing to back it up. Shouldn't the Secret Service be after our current administration for counterfeiting? Just a thought.
That's
have a good one.
That's a good one, man. That would be the same Secret Service that actually guards the president who makes the decisions to print the funny money that they would then have to investigate. And if they can't get anything done on Hunter Biden's laptop, Brian, I'm just having a hard time believing they're going to come after the president for printing funny money. But they'd have to come after Republicans, too, I'll be honest. Liberals do it worse than Republicans do, but Republicans are tax and spend also these days, it seems like. Yeah, let me go back to this, the culture wars. And call in if you want to, 866-494-9866. I can see another call lighting up, so I may grab that one before the break. But there's so much going on here in this same topic. And it's like, for instance, inflation is one of the things that we're being told to ignore. it's not really happening. It's because of Putin. It's because of Putin. It's been going on for a year. We've been watching the prices escalate. Year over year, we are at epic levels. In fact, I think my caller wants to talk about that. So let me just grab line one. Mike from Huntsville on inflation, I guess. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. Doing good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Do you know what a CBDC is?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. A what?
Do you know what a CBDC is? A central bank digital currency.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
I don't know that I know much about it. So what you got? We got about a minute.
This has a lot to do with inflation. Everyone listening to this should go out and Google what the Federal Reserve is doing with central bank digital currencies right now. This is going to roll out in the next 2 to 3 years, and I'm pretty convinced it'll either be too late by the time it rolls out, or if everyone caught wind of this right now, especially conservatives and anyone who's remotely fiscally conservative, this is a totalitarian nightmare that they're about to dump on us. Go Google CBDC, Charlie, Bravo, Delta, Charlie.
All right, Mike, appreciate the call, man. Up against the break. Let me tell you what, I'll try and look at that too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We've got more in the culture wars when I get back. If we have some time, I'll take some calls. 866-494-9866. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So I just went, by the way, during the break and found that poll that Charlene was telling me about, and I'm going to talk to you about that in a second. Before I do, let me just go ahead and just quickly remind you that one of our sponsors, one of our team members, we like to call them, our direct sponsors here at Right Side. By the way, if you want to be a direct sponsor of Right Side, we'd love to have you. We got a little room left in our advertising inventory, and we'll add you to the queue. But Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. I mean, here we are moving into these weird months, right, where it's cold, it's in the 50s again today, but yet tomorrow might be in the 70s. So, you know, your system goes back and forth. You need to have your system serviced and make sure that it's good to go, especially with the warm summer months coming right around the corner. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, one of your one-stop shop for all of your HVAC needs, whether it be servicing, repairs, installations, for gas or electric systems, and they serve Madison, Huntsville, all the surrounding areas, and they're open 6 days a week, y'all. 6 days a week, so they can come out on a Saturday. You don't have to wait all weekend long to have your air turned back on. Just know this. They've got a special running at Vandy's. At Vandy's Heating and Air, a locally owned, veteran-owned business, they will come out and they will do a $69 charge just to service each unit in your house. That's a great price. Not only that, here's what they're going to add to it. If anything happens to that system over the next year, 10% off the repair cost because they were the ones who came out and serviced it. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. You could call them 256-225-7311. I encourage you to do it. Call them 256-225-7311. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell them you heard it on Right Side Radio. All right, folks, listen. I found that poll. Let me go back to it real quick because I had to go online to get it. So Charlene pointed out to me that Jesse Waters was talking about a poll the other day. They polled, you know, how many do you think, how much of the population do you believe is certain minorities? How much of the population do you believe is gay and transgender? And in basically what the poll found was because of the huge amount of, you know, rhetoric, squeaky wheelness, over-reporting, media saturation that we see constantly, especially by the gay and transgender activists, that people think that the population is far more involved in those lifestyles, and it's not at all. So the poll, which was done by an organization called YouGov, asked, here's one of the questions: how many transgender people do you think live in the United States? The people who took this poll estimated that 21% of the nation's population is transgender. Now, transgender, okay, I would have said, this is low. I think I would have gotten this one right. I would have said, you know, 1 or 2%. That is the actual. The general answer, though, is because of the overall media saturation about transgender issues, is 21%. No, it's 1%. 1%. And I would say probably even less than 1% when you get down to it. And what about gay people? It says we spend a lot of time talking about, Jesse Waters says, spend a lot of time talking about sexual orientation. With all that attention, surely that number must be high. All Americans estimated that 30% of their fellow citizens are gay. 30%. That's the sense of 30% of the population must be gay. I mean, that's, there's so many of them. Apparently, they're all over the place. I mean, who knew? Wrong again. The real number is 3%. 3%. Just 3. Huh. That's interesting. But to see what's happening here is the culture wars try to make everything look like it's all the biggest. Jesse Waters points out in the conclusion of this poll, he says, the Democrats don't want you to know the real numbers because it would tank their agenda. They want you to see victims around every corner and elect more Democrats to right the ship that they tell you is sinking. Don't disagree with his analogy. But you know what? I spent most of this time talking about the gay and transgender agendas that are just creeping in all over the place, but it's more than that. I mean, there's just stupid stuff. Bill Gates, that guy keeps stepping in it. NeonNettle.com reported a couple of days ago that Bill Gates is now pushing for a switch to 100% synthetic beef and says, get used to the taste. How about no? How about, I see it, Copper. I see your reaction.
I need my real burgers.
That's right. I don't want the fake veggie burgers, nor do I want synthetic beef. Ugh. What is it made of? Synthetic beef. Where does it go? It talks about how it's made. Gosh, I can't even find it. Anyway, his foundation is trying to create synthetic beef products so that we can feed the world. Okay, I get it. If it's a food product, fine. Don't call it synthetic beef. Call it fake food. Whatever you want to do, call it manufactured, but don't pretend it's beef because it ain't. Okay. Other things that are happening around the world, I could go on and on. Things like the post-millennial reporting just a couple of days ago. That whereas you've got, you know, January 6th ralliers that are still in prison, that an Antifa member accused of carrying a pipe bomb near a conservative Florida rally was only sentenced to probation and a $400 fine. Yeah, that came out just a couple of days ago. Wow. All right, folks, what a great day. Glad to be back with you. I am broadcasting from grandparent land right now. I'm going to go see my grandbaby girl. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I got 2 grandkids. I got the best ones. Little guy, little girl. Y'all have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow.